咁跟住呢就下一个议题，有关非自然死亡个案及尸体发现个案嘅处理手法，即係文件第116号。呢、這个提问事项呢由黎伟棠议员提出。咁请各位呢都同时参与香港警务处嘅书面回应，咁即係文件第146号。咁睇下大家有冇其他嘅跟进嘅提议。黎伟棠议员。
是多謝主席。其實我提問文件上高呢、我都高興即係警方有即係有回應到我呢個提問嘅，原本以為會石沉大海嘅。咁但係即係我都想問多少少啦一樣嘢，即係兩個提問啫。第一，其實呢警方可唔可以再講多少少，即係你哋處理一啲非自然死亡個案或者屍體發現案嘅一啲程序呢咁樣。點解我會問呢個問題，其實最主要我想比對一下啫，即係其實過往即係呢20年以嚟咧，喺即係處理呢啲個案上有冇啲分別？因為喺2002年6月26號咧，星期三咧，其實時任嘅保安局局長葉劉淑儀咧係有答過喺立法會有答過劉江華議員咧嘅一啲關於即係非自然死亡個案同屍體發現個案嘅一啲嘅提問嘅。當時候佢都問到就係、即係譬如移走屍體嘅程序啊，通常所需嘅時間啊等等。咁當日即係當時候嘅提問裏面都有即係警方有好詳盡嘅回應啦，即係咩檢查生命跡象啊，即係即係與控制中心保持聯絡啊，跟住等等等等等咁樣啦。咁就就唔似警方而家呢個咁粗略嘅回應嘅。咁所以希望睇下警方會再補充啲資料，即係最新你哋處理嗰個嘅程序係點樣啦。因為其實即係以前都有其他嘅層次都有問過相關類型嘅議題嘅。咁另外就係其實我哋都想問清楚就係喺何種情況底下啦，你哋會判別某一宗嘅個案係即係沒有可疑咁樣嘅。點解呢？其實好多時候我哋有啲屍體發現案，例如即係可能見到明顯係啲好不尋常嘅情況底下，無端端即係發現屍體喺山邊又好，或者喺樓宇嘅裏面又好啦。咁好多時候即係我哋傳媒都會報道就係沒有可疑。咁好多時候街坊都會質疑就係點解會咁樣，所以希望警方可以講多少少呢方嘅準則。多謝主席。
陳海成議員。
多謝主席。係啦，過往我哋一啲屍體發現案嘅時候，聽到警方講得最多就係死因冇可疑啦。咁其實呢一個嘢都令到大家好恐懼嘅，即係大家都覺得嗰個其實死因冇可疑係一樣好恐怖嘅嘢嚟嘅。即係點解冇可疑呢？即係見到有膠紙封口啊，有雙手被綁實啊，全身赤裸嘅時候都聽到死因冇可疑，咁呢個係令到我哋嘅居民十分之恐懼同埋擔心嘅。咁所以即係我都好希望可以問得清楚啲，究竟嗰個死因冇可疑係邊一個去決定呢？即係到場調查嗰個警員去決定啊，定係佢嘅上級啊，定係上級嘅上級呢？有啲乜嘢程序會得到呢個死因冇可疑嘅結論呢？我覺得警方一定要講清楚先至可以令到市民更加少擔心啦咁樣嘅。咁希望警方可以有呢方面嘅回應啦。多謝主席。
好，仲有冇其他同事有跟進嘅？如果冇，阿 Mark Sir 唔該。
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, for the last two items, there's been no translation.
啊，咁等我回應啊。
好，
基本上其實啊，劉偉棠議員同埋陳可成議員，我想首先回應陳可成議員嘅講法先。如果照我所講，或者照我所聽到你話膠紙封口、雙手綁住死因冇可疑咧，我希望你攞出證據係我哋真係有講過呢啲咁嘅嘢嘅。咁因為我初步嚟睇咧，如果你咁講咧，就一定係有可疑嘅。咁啊，但無論如何點都好咧，其實我哋警方喺初步警方喺初步現場界定咧，基本上咧講多少少，即係根據阿黎偉棠議員想知多少少，講多少少就係、是。冇錯嘅，基本上我哋第一時間接到有死者或者有人參，即係有可能會係喪失生命咧，我哋都會有嗰、那個小隊巡邏指揮官會去嘅。基本上咧，佢嘅職級就會係警署警長，又或者係督察，就會去做乜嘢咧？去做一個調查。咁其實我哋嘅文件有交代咗，咁啊調查包括可能係問在場嘅人啦。或者如果去間屋係冇人，我哋就睇下有冇反鎖啊，或者被爆竊嘅跡象，諸如此類等等。咁我唔喺度詳細會交代。我反而係想講咧，就算文件我哋都有交代，就算我哋警方話現場係冇可疑咧，但係最終個調查咧，其實就係死因裁判官 會去調查嘅。咁當然個屍體睇下發現嘅情況喺邊度啦。如果我哋亦都有陣時接觸一啲死亡個案喺醫院，有醫生叫我哋過去睇，咁我哋都係會做翻足夠嘅調查，根據死因裁判官條例會去幫手。咁大家唔需要擔心係我哋現場話冇可疑就係呢件事件嘅終結，亦都為咗令其他公眾市民對警方調查呢、這個死亡嘅個案更多認識咧，其實我哋喺警方嘅Facebook 咧，亦都有一段片擺咗上去。正正段片咧，其實大致上嘅內容咧，都係講我哋回答嘅嘢。咁希望咁樣咧，可以澄清到市民嘅疑慮。咁啊，唔係警方話冇可疑，就係終止個調查嘅咁樣。咁請大家放心，唔該。
好，請問大家有冇跟進嘅問題？係阿馬 Sir。
Yeah, I would like, Mr. Chairman, I would also like to add some information. I've been in the police force now for, 27 years. I'm not aware of the particular item that Mr. Lai mentioned, as mentioned by Regina Ip. I don't have access to that at the moment.However, to the best of my knowledge and belief, the procedures that the police force have used for investigating death basically have not changed during that period. One of the things in the motion that I think is makes it difficult to answer your question to a certain extent is you mentioned about unnatural death and dead bodies.The reality is we're not doctors. The police officers are not doctors. So basically they're not in many cases, they're not in a position on arriving at the scene and taking a look to determine whether or not that the particular case concern is a natural or unnatural death. That's why we have the whole coroner's process and so on. But the narrative...that was shining through the motion was that in some way there are large numbers of unidentified people who basically whose bodies turn up. I can assure you that's not the case. Basically, in almost every single case, we are able eventually to identify family members or at least the identity of the deceased person.And in fact, in the last 2 years and one quarter, there is only one case in which the identity of the deceased is as yet not known to us. I don't want to go too much into the case, but in brief, the case related to a body found at sea, which washed up on a beach at Nam Sae Wan. You can imagine after a body's been in the water for a lengthy time, it's difficult to identify.And furthermore, for those, for example, that maybe were crew of a ship or something, may not even be from Hong Kong, you know, the person themselves may not be carrying identity or may not be a Hong Kong person. So obviously we need to then widen the scope of our search using DNA to see whether perhaps from the mainland or even further afield, whether we can find the identity.It's very rare that we're unable to find. Thank you very much.
葉子琪議員，
剛才蔡棟才先生話到，警方並沒有宣布一啲雙手被反綁啊、交趾封口嘅案件冇可疑，但係好多喺網上面或者喺好多新聞報道入面都可以揾到。警方是宣布一些這些案件是指他們沒有可疑。一篇新聞報道就是8月14號在油麻地上海街發現是上年的不好意思。那他那屍體就是被膠袋笠住個頭，然後雙手被毛巾反綁，然後第二天警方是宣布這個死者是沒有可疑的。那我想請問你是怎樣解釋的，而且唔單止淨係呢一個個別案件，如果你上網揾翻或者去睇翻啲新聞嘅報道，係有好多好多嘅案件，警方都係宣布警方都係聲稱話呢啲案件係冇可疑，即係譬如雙手反綁啊、螺絲啊呢啲咁樣，唔該你回應一下。 唔好就咁话你觉得无可疑，即系话冇就算。
冯君安议员，
唔该主席。根据《死因裁判条例》第14条啦，即系你所引用嗰条啦，咁当然裁判庭咧系有权就住任何一啲突然死亡啦，或者系意外或者暴力，因为呢样嘢死亡啦，或者可疑嘅情况下死亡咧，呢啲嘅情况咧进行研讯嘅。但系我相信《死因研判庭》呢个嘅决定咧会唔会做，同埋警察当下会唔会认为有可疑呢而去进行一啲警方嘅调查呢，是不相抵触嘅。就住其中一单即係大家都比较熟悉嘅将军澳区嘅案件，就係喺将军澳区入面一个裸体嘅浮尸，即係警方最后嘅意思係冇可疑。咁当然啦，你哋嘅权力都未能够大到话你哋话冇可疑就可以完全死因裁判庭都会听你哋嘅说话啦，喺正常嘅程序底下。但係既然係裸体嘅浮尸又搵唔到衫喺岸边嗰度，点解会係讲冇可疑呢？呢、這个先係令到广大市民甚至将军澳嘅居民係认为非常之奇怪。而且呢仲有一点就係、是、即係当然死因裁判庭最后决唔决定去做，即係死因裁判庭佢哋係可以有呢个嘅议决。但如果你哋喺呢一方面已经停咗去做一个嘅搜证，咁呢啲嘅证据咪令到嗰件案唔能够好快咁破得到，甚至係流失囉。希望警方都可以答一答，点解会喺呢个案件上面你哋会有呢个唔涉及案情呀，希望你哋係可以回应返。
有冇其他議員？係警方。
我坦白先。我回應翻葉子琪議員嗰個提問啦。咁我用咗我個同事幫我睇到你話嗰單案件咧，基本上我因為喺油麻，我睇到係油麻地嘅，咁我冇案件嘅詳情，所以我唔方便喺度評論。但係好似我頭先所講，你放可以放心嘅，其實就係、是。就算呢一刻或者係當其時嗰一刻警方話冇可疑呢，其實我哋都要交一個死因個報告俾死因裁判官去決定究竟有冇罪案發生。如果有呢，基本上呢我哋要根據死因裁判官嘅指示呢繼續去調查呢件案件嘅。咁所以我想重申就係、是、就算係初步我哋話初步有嘅睇法或者有個做法呢，但係唔會係令到嗰件事件呢就會係不了了之，咁我呢度想澄清。咁至於喺將軍澳發生嘅事件，我想俾翻將軍澳嘅指揮官回應，好嗎？
好 ，Mark Sir。
I don't wish to talk or discuss individual cases where investigation and/or possible inquest are still likely.All I would say is, echoing what Mr. Choi just said, how the officers who initially respond to the case classifies initially bears very little or has very little weight to the eventual outcome of the case, because where there's likely to be a death inquest or where the coroner has asked the police to investigate a reportable death. In such case, a large number of other experts are usually involved in the investigation of the case, largely because they can contribute some expertise which is not available within the police force. The type of investigation required is rather comprehensive.And in many cases, some of these cases can last more than a year, even 2 years, before all of the relevant reports, documents, and investigation has been completed. It's very important that we find out ultimately what was the cause of death, and that's the whole purpose of this process. In respect of naked bodies in the water, I can only talk from personal experience. I used to work in the Marine Police, and it's not uncommon for a body after it has been in the water for a lengthy period with the effects of tide and currents, etc., being snagged on rocks or whatever, for bodies found floating at sea to be naked. It's not unusual. I would just like to correct something that the impression that Mr. Fong Guan On just reflected in his question. There is no question of the coroner's court decision being on whether or not to hold an inquest being in any way influenced by whether or not the police decide to collect or not collect evidence. At the end of the day, the coroner directs us what to do, and if he's not satisfied that the evidence is sufficient or that the evidence is the full evidence that can be adduced in the case, then he will direct us to go back and do it again. So the coroner has full rights here to direct the inquiries made by the police and then ultimately ultimately to form an opinion based on that, and that report will be submitted at the coroner's court if it's decided that there isn't going to be an inquest. I should say, in general, the number of inquests that the coroners will require or will require to be held is comparatively small compared with the number of death cases. As you can imagine, in a place like Zhongguanou, we have a hospital. People die in hospital all the time. So the vast majority of the dead body cases that we come upon are people who have died from natural disease or whatever in hospital, and the cases are reported to us and reported to the coroner. So obviously the coroner has the power to decide to what extent an investigation is necessary in a particular case based on the information contained in the death certificate signed by the medical officer and so on. So I'd just like to point that out, that actually a lot of people die in Hong Kong. Very few of those cases are suspicious, and very few of them require inquests directed by the coroner. What I would say is for those cases where they've been in the media recently, particularly in the last 10, 11 months, for those cases, my colleagues in the Callan East operations have already given a couple of press conferences to explain. I have nothing further to add on that.
Well, 咁大家仲有冇其他嘅問題？如果冇，咁我哋都完結呢一個嘅